All right, welcome back. Let's pick right back up in the previous show. We were talking about Newton's laws of motion, okay? Things that are already in motion tend to stay there. Things that are stopped tend to remain stopped. Don't be stopped. Get in motion. And just watch your life change. I'm serious. Just watch your life change for the better. Always for the better. But what prevents a lot of the times we don't even do that? If we know that we're going to if we know how to create momentum, why don't we create it? If we know we want to do a particular business, for example, why don't we just go do it? Because we need what? We need certainty. Talked about it briefly on the previous show, and we promised to come back and talk more about it right now. You need to know how the movie ends because you need to know. You need to feel that comfort. Think about it when you've seen, I think of movies that I've seen that are scary. Jaws, for example. Jaws. And even shows that are not scary, like Rocky. You know, Rocky 3 was my favorite of all the Rockies. Kind of curious what your favorite Rocky. Do you have a favorite Rocky? Hit me up on Twitter, at Sam Crowley. I'd be curious to know. Mine was Rocky 3, Clubber Lang. I remember 1981, watching it in a movie theater. Eye of the Tiger. Oh, man. I literally ran out of the theater. I thought I could literally just, you know, jump over cars and fly home. Unbelievable. I actually saw Rocky 3, I think, before I actually saw Rocky 1. Anyway, I digress. You need to know the end of the movie. Like, when Rocky was getting the crap beat out of him by Clubber Lang in the first match, I was on the edge of him. I'm like, wow, is this it? Is this the third Rocky? Must be the last one. Does he die in this particular one? And so, you know, I don't want to ruin the result if you haven't seen Rocky 3. I recommend you do sometime soon. But if you haven't seen it, I don't want to be a spoiler. But spoiler alert! You know, am I like, is Rocky going to die? I needed to know. And then the second, third, fifth, eighth time I saw Rocky 3, I'm like, oh, Clubber Lang, just go ahead and beat the crap out of him. I know in the end, Rocky's going to beat you up. That's just the way it's going to. It's going to play the Rocky music. He's going to run through the streets again. He's going to go, him and Apollo, we're going to be a great team. It's awesome. It's awesome. You need to know how that ends, right? You need to know in your particular business, you need to know that you're going to get back up off the canvas and you're going to go knock out fear, self-doubt, worry, procrastination, you're going to knock it all out. But you don't have that certainty. You don't even know if you're going to be in business next month. Therefore, you're not going to create any momentum. You're just not going to do it. You would rather stay where you are and accept where you are than to go out, have a little bit of faith. Doesn't require a lot of faith. Just a little bit of faith that when you begin on this journey, everything's going to work out, not how you planned it. Okay, because your plans don't matter. The grand scheme of things, all right, and it being a man of faith, how I work is that, look, my plan, God's plan, two different things, okay? What I always think is best for me is not how I planned anything, is never how it happens, but the end result's always good. It's always good. So if you know you have to have faith, why don't you have it? Like, what's caused you not to have faith in yourself that you got to get to the end of the movie before you even start the beginning? Like, we haven't even developed a protagonist. We haven't even developed the theme, the plot, anything like that. You just want to go right to the end. Think how bad of a movie. What if you went to the movies, okay? You paid your $8, $10, whatever. I mean, how expensive are movies these days, by the way? Good Lord. I took my kids. We went to the movie. I forget what it was last year. It was like $50. I'm like, whoa, what is up? And then I get to the old, when I was your age, movies were $1.50, blah, blah, blah. But I felt myself being the old grumpy man. But holy cow, are movies expensive at the theater now? But what if you paid $12 to go to a movie? You sit down, you sit through a half hour of the previews and the trailers and all that stuff. You got your big old popcorn and your drink there. You sit down and it's like, here comes the credits, the beginning of the movie, and there's the husband and the wife or the lover, however they developed the movie. Obviously, it's a chick flick, the way I'm going with this one. And then it ends. And they're like, oh, they're sailing, there's the horse-drawn carriage, and they're marching off into the sunset. Like, hey, hold on. How'd we get from here to here? How'd we get from point A to point B? How did this guy go from being the boyfriend, who she hated, to now being the husband and taking on her two kids, and they're going in and opening up a bed and breakfast in Maine together? How'd that all happen? By the way, I just described every Lifetime movie that's ever been on. Okay, that right there. How did this always happen? What? I need to know. That's your life. It's your life right there. You want to get to the end of the movie. You want the money. I get it. You want the money. You want the safety, you want the security, you want all that, but you don't want to embrace the process? Like, you don't even want to know how you got there so you can go teach other people how you got there? So you can go share your story with thousands of people, possibly on a podcast just like this, and let them know that you overcame the odds? People want to hire you to speak and share your story. Hey, I'd like to hire you to come on board. Let me know how you took that one coffee shop into a national dynasty with hundreds of franchisees and millions of dollars and all this value, and you're contributing and helping the earth and all of these things you're passionate about. I want to know. And you come in and speak. It's like, hey, my name's John Smith, and I started a coffee shop, and now I got 8,000 of them. Hey, thanks so much for having me here, everybody. You've been a great crowd. Thanks so much. And you never got past the PowerPoint slide that has your name on it with your title, John Smith, Coffee Franchisor, Franchisee. Yeah. So have a little bit of faith that once you do get in motion, that once this idea, I mean, you got the idea for a reason. It's not like, you know, you just picked this thing out of, you know, the sky. You're like, oh, yeah, it sounds good. I want to go be a botanical gardenist. I mean, think about that. Me? If I had a, I think I'm just going to be a speaker. Yeah. I'm just going to go on some stages and share a really good message about some Saturdays. It'd be pretty cool. And then I'm just going to make some money. No, I have a little bit of faith, because faith is what pulls you through those dark times. Faith is what gets you motivated, to get you to get up, to get in motion, because we know things stay there once they're there. Faith is what has you dreaming, but the momentum is what has you implementing. Does that make sense? I mean, you got to have a lot of faith. Now, there's no blueprint that you're going to be shown ahead of time that's going to show you how things are going to end, because, like I said, it never, ever, ever, and you can ask any entrepreneur that's ever tried anything, never, not one time in the history of the universe has a business, an idea, anything ended the way the person envisioned it ending, okay? There's not one entrepreneur who can say that to you. They just don't. And I'm talking about where it ends splendidly, like Oprah Winfrey just being a, you know, being a TV reporter in the South, all of a sudden becomes one in Chicago and then gets a Daily Show. She would have never in a million years told you that after 25 years, she'd have the most successful daytime show. She has her own network, multi-billionaire with a B. You know, they would have never. So Richard Branson, there's no way. This guy, Virgin Airlines, would have started with a crackpot idea and now finds himself, like a lot of these rich people, I get the title of sir in front of them once they finally discover how great they are. Never in a million years. Even people in my space, you know, Tony Robbins, was his goal was to make $20,000. He was destined to be a truck driver. That's what he was going to do. He's going to drive a truck. His goal is to make 20 grand a year. And then he did it. And he's like, wow, got to hit 30 grand a year. Driving a truck stuff is awesome. And then he starts getting into the personal development space, speaking, creating products, modeling Jim Rohn, the great Jim Rohn, and thinking, geez, if I can make 10 grand a month. I mean, it's nuts. I know it's nuts. 10 grand a month. And then he hit 10 grand a month and wanted to do 10 grand a day. He did 10 grand a day, wanted to do 10 grand an hour. Then 100 grand an hour. Till his company goes public and he finds out while he's on stage, somebody whispers to him in the middle of an exercise, hey, Tony, your company just stock just went public. You're worth $400 million. $400 million. And you know what? Didn't impact him at all. Yeah, it's cool to be worth $400 million. Your company would be worth that much. But did he stop? Do you see Tony Robbins slowing down at all? Yeah, I think he's 56, 57 years old. Do you see him slowing down at all? He just had an event this past weekend in San Jose, his UPW event, Unleash the Power Within. 15,000 people there. Pitbull shows up just to kind of hang out and sing a few songs for him. I mean, good Lord, the guy is on fire. He has no plans of stopping. He was just in Australia. How do I know that? Because I follow him on Instagram, and I see all these photos and videos that he's posting out there. He's got momentum. He's got momentum. He's got a lot of faith. I'm sure he envisioned when he was driving a truck, when the fire started to burn inside a little bit, I'm sure he envisioned having crowds of 10 to 15,000 people being worth millions of dollars. But once you get to a certain level, it never becomes about the money. It just becomes a game at that point. How much more value can I add? What cool new concepts and things can I implement to help more people? And it's always about that. It's always about how can I help more people? How can I serve more people? Because when you serve more people, you make more money. That's another law. You want to make more, serve more. Serve more. You want to make more money with ice cream? Serve more ice cream cones. You want to make more in coffee? Serve more coffee. You want to be a real estate investor? Serve more tenants. Okay? Who makes more money? The person with a single family home or the person that has 38 single family homes or 38 apartments under one roof? Person with more tenants, more cash flow. Sure, you got a few more headaches, a few more problems, but that's just once you do have that system down, something like that, it's just a matter. You already know. You don't fear. Of course somebody's gonna move out, you're gonna have to evict somebody, someone's gonna kick a hole in the wall, and you have to replace it. All that comes with the territory. You're no longer walking in fear, you're walking in faith. Because you actually have experience of what it means to walk in faith. You're not afraid that once you create momentum, bad things are going to happen. You know, bad things just don't happen. Of course, people get diagnosed with 30 days to live every day. Absolutely. It sucks. Don't ask me to explain it. I don't know how. But the likelihood of that being you right now is pretty low. Let me tell you something. Be thankful that's not you. Even more of a reason to get going, creating momentum. You don't need certainty. Just get going. Have your faith pull you through the tough times, and then go serve as many people as you possibly can. But just get going. Can you just get going? Sam Crowley. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.